Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. I started to be brave. You know, you shouldn't be hiding, but I try to be respectful of other people. But I'm tired of dealing with people in my building, the racism, homophobia. And I even have people who have been coming around me, who are making fun of me, targeting me for 2 decades, which is crazy. I don't even know them. I just lived on the street in 2003, 2002. It is 20 years. And one of them is a black woman who keeps coming over here. I have no attraction to her. Or anybody. I'm not a racist. Why would I be attracted to her? I'm gay. I'm a gay man. And being a gay man, I have no attraction to women, but I respect women. They're very open-minded. I'm not afraid to be who I am, but I'm gay. I'm proud of it. But as a gay musician, I don't like to be out about it, but I feel I have to because I'm tired of these people coming over here. But, you know, we don't harass people. They harass me because they think I'm going to be famous or because of a little home. And that's crazy. This little condo is not worth 20 years of harassing me or a celebrity or whatever. You know, it's really about insanity and mental health. Someone who harassed and stalked me for 2 decades and can't stop must seek a psychiatrist. I have to sell my home. I'm trying to figure a way to do it, you know, because I'm not going to be living in the area where I live. I think it has to do with it. I'm thinking because of my music or my videos or something. I can't deal with that stuff. I'm a very open-minded person. I like people of all colors, but I'm gay. And if anybody has a problem with that, I was naturally born to be gay, but I'm not in no relationship. I like all people, all sexes, but in the California area where I live, there's people in my area who don't tolerate, even with a very liberal, open-minded area. You know, it's got laws and states. We got laws in this state that is against homophobia and racism, but we also got laws in the state that are against stalking. I don't understand. I have no attraction to somebody who comes around 20 years later. Boy, I hope somebody get them some help. At the same time, when I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with people who are so bigoted that they can't accept the open-minded values of this country. But I'm trying to do the best I can because I did nothing to these people. I don't know them. I'll come around 2 decades later. They have said this several times that I put them on the street. I was not their manager, and I did not. I don't think they should be mentioning something that happened 20 years ago because it's not true. So they believe that lie. People listen to you because they need to seek a psychiatrist. I mean, I think it has something to do with my sexuality. Maybe they don't like me living here. I ain't interested in anybody around me. I'm just keep to myself. I don't like talking about this, but this is be set free. It's who I am. But I don't like, I have a certain type. And I'm not confused or anything. You know, I just have to be who I need to be. But I don't need to be stopped by some body with some mental health issues. They need to stop. We are all equal. I have a lot of my friends are straight, and I wasn't comfortable with talking about this issue, but I feel that in a state of 21st century, I have to. It's the way to live. I am who I am. But I do not like being targeted about it. Or to someone who thinks that I ain't, and that's why this woman coming over. And I have no attraction to her. But I respect her. She'll find somebody. I don't get it. You know, 2 decades, could have moved on. Could have got a job. Could have moved on. They could have done things. Don't sit around and target somebody for 2 decades. So it's really about just being who I am, coming up and going for my dream. I try to be careful what I say as an artist. I have dreams, but I want to do it on my own terms. I want to go from being from zero when I was an infant till I'm 20 years old when I'm an adult to go for dreams. I don't want to sit around 22 decades harassing someone else I don't know. And that's what I experienced. Someone harassed me for 2 decades who I don't know. That's crazy. But in spite of the craziness, I have to continue to go on because I'm not living 20 years ago. I'm living now. I'm not making up stories. I don't make up stories. Something is wrong with California and the state. I hope they have laws with stalkers and put people who are seriously mentally ill in institutions on the street who go around stalking and so on. I really hope so because of what I seen. But at the same time, the restraining orders at police department is the only way to keep away from these types. I did not know that somebody next door to me 20 years ago would come around and continue to stalk me because they're obsessed and I have no attraction to them or because of some agenda that had nothing to do with reality. I'm already dealing with a lot of stuff, but I don't need to deal with somebody 20 years ago or in the past. And definitely I don't want to deal with somebody who's crazy in the present. Because in the present, I try to keep to my music. I try to express myself. I try to be who I need to be. I try to be respectful of others regardless where they come from. And I'm not afraid to hide who I am. But at the same time, I'm not going to tolerate some crazy person or deranged person who can't move on from 2 decades. And that's what I did, dealt with. And that is why, you know, the laws have to be changed. They really have to get people like this off the street. I cannot believe that somebody would spend that amount of time on me, and I do not know them. I only wish the best of them. They could have went to school. There's lots of other African American men or other people, white, black, or whatever they can meet. There's lots of things to do. They could have went to school. They could have moved on. They could have moved 20 years. You could have got your bachelor's degree, or they could have made their own music. Or done. There's lots of things to do. If you can't move on, something is wrong. But I try to do the best I can as a gay man. But as an African-American, I realize the dangers of being African-American in a major city of Los Angeles or anywhere. It is not safe sometimes. The black-on-black crime epidemic goes all over, even in Chicago, New York, and so on. While most black people are good, there's a percentage who are horrifically targeting other African Americans, either a perpetrator and a victim. And I was a victim and dealing with perpetrators. I don't want to deal with that. If that ain't an issue, it's also white supremacy or some homophobic or some racist or something. And I'm not making up no stories. These same people have made up stories about my health. And I am a doctor. I would not make this stuff up. Why would I? If I make this stuff up, it would be impossible for me to talk about. I would have never even mentioned this. The critics of me have tried to tarnish me for no apparent reason because they refuse to take responsibility for their own mental health and their own sickness and bigotry. So that is what I dealt with. I'm respectful of other people, regardless of where I come from. I'm gay and I'm black, and I am not going back down from it. I didn't choose to be gay, but I didn't choose to be black either. So with that, I leave it there. If any of you have been a victim of stalking or something, protect yourself. The next option is to move out from where you are, which I'm trying to do. Get a restraining order and keep away from these dangerous people. There's so many people you hear in the news, regardless of not only race but sexual orientation, who have been stalked by crazy people, particularly with people in the industry, which I have mentioned in a previous podcast. I said I do not want any dark attention, meaning I do not want no dangerous person being attracted to me. No drug dealer, no crazy person, no criminal. And they keep coming around every day. As I looked in the street, I was very quiet. I see them laughing at me. And I don't even know them. And I recognize them from over in that street 20 years ago. If it's because they think I'm a celebrity, that's insane. They could move on. They in the vehicle. Why don't they go find somebody else to do? Stop sitting on their ass in their car for two decades and targeting me when they could be doing something better with their lives, because they even said they want my home. I mean, that's sick. I mentioned these incidents in past podcasts because there are people who I dealt with mental illness. And this is the reason why I cannot even consider that as an option, employment or involvement, because of the experiences I have. But at the same time, it's good to talk about it because it is a fact, the truth, no lies. I mean, I would not make this stuff up. I don't have no delusions. My health is fine. I had a history because of one of the reasons why I got into music is because of dealing with crazy, deranged people experiences. So, you know, it's just a fact. Unfortunately, it's a reality. And the reality is I have to take care of myself. There are some people, these people that I dealt with for two decades, do not have no capacity to understand reality and boundaries. I definitely don't think that they're civilized enough or well enough to understand what they're doing. And to my critics, everything I say in this podcast is truthful. It is, please do not believe any lies. I talk about these issues because there are other people who have little stardom like me and who have been targeted. I am not on this podcast to make up stories or say anything that goes against the truth or the true values on how to live as a human being in the American country. I'm just telling you like it is. Gosh, I wish that people could do something about this. The only thing that I can do on a rational level is to continue to live my life, but to protect myself, to never be careful of my surroundings and not hang out with obsessed, crazy people. Because they could be around us. They could be as beautiful, or they could be your neighbor. They could be somebody you don't even know. And I didn't realize this. I was living next door to people who I simply didn't realize was that type. But at the same time, I have to mind my business. Where I live, I dealt with people who think, you know, I'm dealing with people with prejudices or problems. The only thing I can say is I have to mind my business, respect my people around me, and that's it, and tell it like it is. But some people, these people that I refer to two decades, they don't understand that. Maybe it's because of their drug addiction or some alcohol problem, which I'm sure it is. That's none of my business. But what's my business is that they come over to me all the time making fun of me for two decades. I find that insane. For them, they think, oh, it's no big deal. We're just dumb. Dumb. They're crazy. They're insane. But I realized that, you know, while California has a lot of artists like me, you know, we all have different unique personalities. It's good to be diverse. It's good to be unique. there's also got to be careful not to let the crazy, the mentally ill, come around who can be dangerous. While most people who have mental health issues are not dangerous, some are. Just like I said, you know, the stereotypes are true, but not for everybody. Just like I said that most black people are good or most white people are good, unfortunately, that some of the stereotypes are true. The stereotype that, black people are dangerous or dangerous killing each other, that is true for a few people, not for all blacks. Most blacks don't fit that stereotype, but I experienced that. It is true that most people with mental health issues are nonviolent. They are just as good as anybody else. They are law-abiding, but there are a few who are dangerous. I experienced the dangerous mentally ill. They're in form of all kinds of races and colors. It doesn't matter. I experienced the dangerous white African mentally ill. Some people probably say, why is I mentioning race? I'm not a racist. I'm diverse. The reason why I mention this is because as Brian brought to my attention about it and because of people's emphasis on it, it has nothing to do with the person. I am colorblind. I have to be. I'm black and I'm gay. But I'm not a stereotype. Because I'm gay does not mean that I wear dresses. No, I do not. I am not attracted to a man who dressed like a woman. No, I'm not. I'm not attracted to drag queens. No, I'm not. I'm not attracted to no drag queens. That is the truth. I don't fit the stereotype. But, when I say that, I made myself clear. I don't wear dresses. I am not attracted to drag queens or transvestites. Okay? That is the truth. I'm not attracted to them. But on a general level, drag queens and transvestites should be respected. And I am not no bigot, okay? I always see people. I cannot be no bigot being a gay black man. I'm open to everybody. While my heroes are Hillary Clinton and my heroes are, in political, Barack Obama, and music is John Lennon and Jimi Hendrix because of their uniqueness. And I like Kurt Cobain, but I also like, I like The Weeknd vocally, because he got a great voice. I like all kinds of people. My heroes' philosophy are Dr. King, because just basic common sense. But I also like, I'm interested in all kinds of people. I also like all kinds of philosophers on this planet, But I don't fit the stereotype. What I'm trying to say is I'm a diverse individual. So while diversity is true and the stereotypes don't fit for everybody, and I am colorblind, I do not want people to think or see when I speak about this in a misinterpretation. Because initially, this podcast was about being stalked 2 decades in its relation to this. The reason I bring these up is because these people could find other people to hang out with. They want to get their own home. They can go to school. They can get a loan. They can work, or they can get a loan and get it. They had 2 decades. They have other people to hang out with. They should have moved on. 99.9% move on. As I said before, I may be gay, but I'm not a stereotype. I prefer regular men who look and act like me. And I hang out with whoever I want. But that doesn't mean that someone should stalk me. I like all people. But just because I like people and I'm very gregarious and out there doesn't mean I should attract someone who's obsessed. And that's not good. You know, that's not good. But I talk about it because I'm aware of how things are in the society. I have to be careful what I do, what I say, to not let these type of people or those types to think I'm in love with them and I don't even know them. You know, we all have to be careful of those types because they're everywhere, regardless of where you come from. So I'm trying to be careful what I say. So everybody has a type, but please do not be obsessed with them. Because love is not obsession. Love is a two-way street. And I learned that a long time ago. You cannot make somebody else love you, or I can't make somebody else love me either. We cannot make someone else like us. I said that several times. And being obsessed about it or going 2 decades is never going to happen. If you're going to love somebody, it would happen, or, you know, it will happen on its own, 2 decades. And I'm not in love with somebody like those people, not with no obsessed person. As I said before, I like Nietzsche, I like Dr. King or philosophers, but I also admire Obama. I'm very, very open-minded. Hillary Clinton is a hero. I like all kinds of people, but I'm gay, and I'm proud of it. And that should be the end of discussion. Because there are some people who talk about who I am and what I am. I'm fine. And again, as far as individuals who gay, who the stereotype or stereotype, everybody should be respected. Whether you're a drag queen or you're straight or whatever, they all should be respected. Respected and not discriminated against. I've been discriminated against so many times because of the way I look, my size, my color, and I've been discriminated against because of my sexuality. And I didn't tell anybody. But I'm telling it out now. So because I just cannot believe someone was obsessed with me for 2 decades. Because I know that being in the entertainment industry, you cannot discriminate. You cannot discriminate against anybody. Everybody, regardless of where they come from, deserve respect, whether you're gay or straight. But it is not right for somebody to be obsessed and to stalk me for 2 decades. That's crazy and sick and dangerous. And that's why I bring up these issues. Maybe they see me as a stereotype that they feel they can be with, but I'm not. I am not. I would suggest they look for other people. There are lots of straight and gay people or whoever they can find. And that is the way it is. So with that, I say, you know, I will keep myself protected. But to those who feel they've been stalked by somebody, not restraining orders may not always be the only way to deal with it, like with me. I suggest move, call the police, stay away from obsessed types because they come around, and keep yourself safe because we all deserve to be have our boundaries. And I think these people are trying to make me be something, make me love them, and I can't. So, obsession is a sickness that requires law intervention. Good day, good night from Dove Night.